Preface: Two Roads Diverged in a Wood. About a decade ago, at the insistence of family and friends, I started to think about sharing my story. At that time, the length of my life began to outpace the time that was left. I began to feel some urgency to offer help to those struggling to get past the personal obstacles they face. Life can be tough, filled with frustration, pain, and all kinds of heartache. For many, like me, it starts in childhood. At age 3, separated from my mother, and then abandoned by my father to be raised in foster homes and orphanages, I faced countless hardships. While some might succumb to their dire circumstances and confront continued misfortune, that was not my experience. What made the difference for me? I've spent a lot of time pondering that question. Despite loneliness, instability, and childhood trauma, I was able to conquer my pain, persevere, and ultimately succeed. What drove me? The adversity I experienced as a kid made me self-reliant, and meeting the grim challenges I faced gave me an unshakable self-confidence. When you have to do things by yourself, sometimes, somehow, you just do them. I also had an intense hunger for financial security. Unlike a kid who has everything and wants for nothing, I was hungry. I was hungry for everything. Although I believe my father loved me, and as a young child I trusted him when he lied and told me my mother had died, the truth is, he was not present in my life. There was nobody there to help, nobody to give me financial support or a head start. I had to fight against the current and pull myself toward my future and my dreams, and all through my own efforts. Testing myself whenever possible, doing the unexpected, and reaching higher. It began in my youth and developed into a lifelong practice. Although I often failed, I was game to try anything. As a high school freshman, I took Latin, an upper-class course that I nearly flunked. As a senior in high school, I was one of the choice few who enrolled in spherical geometry, but I never conquered it. As a college sophomore, I chose a physicist physics class rather than the required engineer's physics and earned a D+. But in the end, I had a dream for the life that I wanted, a successful career and a happy family. Later, I came to believe that the resources we need to turn our dreams into reality reside within each of us, waiting for the day we wake up to them and claim and develop them and ultimately mine them. I woke up to this at an early age, and I had some lucky breaks, which in the 1940s and early 50s weren't easy to come by for a person who started life with nothing. Adversity was a gift, and hunger was a gift. The disadvantages I endured sparked my ambition and work ethic, and both gifts had kept on giving, leading me to explore, to contribute, and finally to offer to others the very thing I never had myself. On this road I've traveled, I made decisions, pivotal ones, that changed the course of my life. One of my favorite poems, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost, tells us that we all have moments when we face a decision that will make all the difference. It reads, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." Early on, my survival often depended on making the right decisions and involved taking significant risk. Thus, I learned to travel down unfamiliar roads. As an adult, I've always asked myself which path would expose me to greater challenges or would allow me to push the envelope and discover potential interests and limits. One of my favorite books, a classic published in 1978, is M. Scott Peck's The Road Less Traveled. Since my 40s, to remind me of some of its important principles, I would revisit the book when I faced key life decisions. Peck commends the value of delaying gratification and keeping an eye on the future. I saw the wisdom in that and often put off something easy or pleasurable in favor of a more important long-term goal. My decision to go to business school instead of saving my tuition money and enjoying the life of a successful engineer is one such time. Peck advocates accepting responsibility, being committed to the truth, leading a balanced life, and grappling with our strengths and weaknesses. Life is full of problems, he writes. We can moan about them, or we can solve them. I especially took this to heart, making problem solving and finding solutions a source of personal joy. Peck's definition of love also hit a chord with me. He says love is about giving to yourself and to others, your family, your work, and your community. Finally, he writes of the gift and the power of grace, the spiritual healing that comes to us without our seeking it. I do believe that a higher power has had a hand in my happiness and has guided me along my path to self-realization. Personal happiness and financial success aren't accidental, nor are they necessarily afforded to the most talented. They certainly are not a matter of predetermined fate. In my case, privation empowered me to work all the harder and to find solutions. It wasn't fate, it was drive. Some call it grit. You have to have a dream. You have to develop values to live by. You have to have the discipline and desire to improve your circumstances. You have to have a willingness to work hard for what you want in life. As I look back, I see many people who crossed my path, how they helped me grow and led me towards success. My foster parents, my teachers, other orphaned boys, my professors, my college friends, a Navy captain, my business partners, my wife, my children, and many others. I was lucky to meet these people. They each played an important role in how my life developed, and for that, I am profoundly grateful. Likewise, I've always sought to be of significance to others, to let them know that I'm here to help them realize their potential. I hope this book will inspire you to fight for your dreams, to dare to do the unconventional, to travel down the road less taken. Here's my story.